All right, I have a gift for you. I added 10 more pages to this section. Can I give them to you now? Remember I said like every 6 months you ought to go back in and just look at your standard operating procedures, how things are being done? It seems these days, like every 6 weeks, you need to go look at what the heck new technology is going on out there, right? So what I try to do here in this section is give you some resources. So if you just go to Google and simply click on these links, you can learn a little more about each of these features that Google offers to you as an individual and to you as an entrepreneur. You want to make sure, I guess it's the old social media rule, right? Don't put anything out in social media that you wouldn't want your mother to read. So I want to, you know, I want to, or your comp, yeah, I want to modify that to some degree and say, I don't know if a free service that I is one of the top search engines in the world that promotes public access, I'd want to be putting certain things out there. So without getting too technical, just have a filter somewhere in your business about what is and what, make a what is and what is not going to end up on Google. By the way, fast forward, once the home study course comes out, you guys are going to get an email with all these resources that I've talked about in one simple spot. It'll also be on your template CD, so you don't have to worry about writing all these things down that I reference. I'm going to send you all the links, so if you do find an interest in one of those things, it'll make it very easy for you to find. So the next one I want to talk about is, I got this right out of Infusion, business applications. So, you know, I could spend a whole half a morning talking about this, but really what I want to do is just walk through what I put together for you, and then I'm going to give you an exercise. How many of you have some sort of a shopping cart today in your business, whether it's a simple eye contact that sends emails and all the way through Infusion that does everything to accounts receivable? Who does not have one? Let's do that. Who does not have one? Okay, so we're all covered there. So all I want to do is just kind of bang through these kind of quickly so you can see what's happening. And then I'll go ahead and give you a quick exercise of what you should do moving forward whenever you're getting ready to make a decision about your technology. So, you know, Infusionsoft, you know, you can see here a lot of stuff broken out into CRM, which is customer relationship management. So it really handles your customer information, if you will. Has your email marketing, has e-commerce, and a ton of automation that's pretty much wide open. I mean, you can pretty much set your own business rules in there. Let me walk you through an example of how beneficial this could be, hypothetically, if you were going to use this functionality. You could actually send out an email with a link that when someone selected one of the three links, that link that was selected would trigger a CD to go to your fulfillment house to be fulfilled, a CD order to go to the fulfillment house to be fulfilled, that can also trigger putting them into a follow-up sequence 7 days later that automatically sends them an email to say, did you get the CD that I sent you? And then 5 days later sends them another email to say, can you give me your positive comments about the CD I sent you? And then you can set it for Sunday morning at 2 a.m. to send them and say, have a good church service on Sunday. Do you see the functionality there? If we didn't have technology in that last example, how much would that have cost us to pay someone to do what I just described? So, first, write down what you want to do on a piece of paper, and then go find the system, or in this case, the modules of the system you're using that can automate that for you. Okay? Very, very important step. One shopping cart, which in our case is bigmoneycart.com. This is another system that's less advanced. You're comparing apples to oranges. However, if that's why I asked earlier, if you don't have one or you're just starting out and need something to get you going, this might be a better fit for you. Whatever system you're thinking about today and whatever volume you're doing today, what should you do before you make a decision on what software to go with? You multiply it by 10. That's the first step. Would you agree there's a cost to change? There is a cost to change, whatever the cost might be. The other thing that concerns me, and I lived it back in the old days in corporate America, is we got this system that does texting, and we got this system that sends email, and we got this, and what starts happening is there's this word called integration. So one thing, yes, I love Infusion, and I'm saying it out loud, is the functionality that's in there, I don't have to use it all. But I do know that if I need to do a better job managing my accounts receivable and having accounts receivable reports already available, it's already in there. It's kind of like the garage. It's a big garage with Infusionsoft. And I bet you in every one of your cases that have a garage, there's stuff in that garage you don't even know you have. But it's nice to know that if I ever need a pair of needle-nose pliers to fix a pair of glasses, that I can go in my garage and just take that off the shelf as compared to driving to Home Depot to buy pliers. Do you get the point? So technology, we can debate, we can talk about it all day long. Two simple rules for me, if they're valuable. One, whatever you're planning on doing, multiply it by 10. And the second thing I think it's very important is, even though you may not need it today, how secure is it for you to know it's in the garage if you need it? And then once you run it through the filter, you can. Now, I'm going to walk you through a quick exercise to help you, and it will not just help you decide on what software to use, but it will help you decide on a few other things that we have covered so far. So I am going to walk you through that right now, of what that looks like. So we're going to stick with the example. None of us right now have any technology, no business automation, no business application software. None of us have that today. So what the first thing we're going to do, we're going to draw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns on a blank piece of paper. So everybody draw, you can't start looking what's on the paper, just draw the 5 columns. So there you go, 5 columns. First column is want and need. That's the title of the first column. Want and need. Draw a line down. Second column is called iSoft, which stands for Infusionsoft. 2 more columns to draw. Next one is big money cart. And just for fun, in this example, this hypothetical example, we put AWeber on there as the 4th column. So first column to repeat, want, need. Second column, iSoft. Third column, big money cart. Fourth column is AWeber. Everybody with me? Next thing you do is you completely put no parameters on yourself whatsoever, and you say, if I had the perfect system right now, it would fill in the blank. And you fill in your first column. As an example, it would send email. It would do list management. It would send autoresponders. It would have squeeze page capability. It would have shopping cart functionality. It would have accounts receivable. And you would just keep building that thing until you ran out of the perfect system ideas in your head. Everybody with me on step one? The next thing you do is, okay, what's available today out there that could potentially meet 80%? How much? 80% of what I'm looking for. And you plug those into your other columns. So in this case, Infusionsoft, Big Money Cart, and AWeber. Everybody with me so far? The next thing you do is you go down the list. You work this down, not across. You say, okay, does sending email Infusionsoft? Yes. List management? Yep. Nope. Doesn't do that. Doesn't do... Okay, boom. There's your... Does Big Money Cart do this? Nope. Leaves it blank. Does it do this? Yes, it gets a yes. Does it do this? Yes, it gets... Nope. Doesn't do that. It gets a no. Work it down. Next one, AWeber. What does it do? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes. Everybody got the concept so far? The next thing you do is, not now, not like first, but at the end, after you do this exercise, you go to the bottom of that matrix, and you plug in the maybe 2 or 3 other big things that are important to you. In this case, I would imagine investment would be one of those things. So you simply add a row, in this case called investment.
What does that mean, investment?
How much is it going to cost me to buy this thing? That's okay. So investment, right? And then whatever else it is for you, I'm not sure, but maybe there's something else. Like, you know, it has to be fill in the blank. Put that as one of your key wants or needs. And then you simply plug in the information. And now on one piece of paper, subjectively, can we make a decision on this? So Rachel, can you explain why you're such a proponent of product X when it has 2 yeses, when for the same money, we can get product Y that gives us 10 of the 11 things we're looking for? Because that's just what I want. Does that fly anymore after today?
No.
So we love you, but it doesn't fly anymore. So it takes this emotional decision making out of the discussion when you create a simple matrix like this. I love my family here. All right, other technology tools to your question earlier. Online data backup, there's Carbonite, Dropbox, MediaFire. We use MediaFire for all of our videos. We have got like 1,500 videos now that are sleeping in MediaFire. The other thing on here that's interesting is if you do consider Carbonite, which, you know, those are all the TV ads, read the fine print of, for instance, if you go with the less expensive package, it disables your functionality to back up to an external hard drive. So who owns your data? The training session says, whatever you do on any of these, just read the fine print, kind of how it works and what you can and what you can't do. Google Docs, suite of cloud applications. This is for text, spreadsheet, presentation. Those that don't have Microsoft Office, if you already have Office, this doesn't apply to you. I personally would rather go with a GoToMeeting, which is a little less expensive than WebEx, but any of these where you want to do online collaboration, there's a few free ones out there now. Sometimes free does not always equate to good for me. I get concerned about free things for obvious reasons. How many of you have at least one new idea you're going to implement when you go home? And how many of those ideas that you're going to implement, that one big one especially, is going to affect the people that surround you? Show of hands. Everybody's hands up. So here is the tip that you should use when you go back. We just went to a two-day event called the Entrepreneur Operations Blueprint. And I'm not too comfortable doing this, but Davey said that I ought to do this and at least try it. You know, some of these things are going to be major changes. So, two things. One, use me as your excuse. You know, I was out of the office last week for two days, went to an operations seminar, and the instructor, the trainer, whatever word you use in your business, the coach suggested that we do this, and we're going to pilot it, and we're going to see how it goes. And this is what success looks like.